Atmospheric river number 12. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. That's the storm hammering California and raising fears of flooding, landslides, and heavy mountain snow.
The coasts and valleys here in SoCal are expected to get between 1 to 3 inches of rain from this latest system, with mountains and foothills getting between 3 to 6 inches. The winds have also been blowing, with the possibility of getting up to the 70s and 80s on some ridgetops and mountains. We're already starting to see some power outages due to the high winds and rain. In central and southern California, flood watches are in effect. Many of California's mountain ranges will see significant snow. In Culver City, California, Max Gordon, Fox Weather.
Meantime, in neighboring Arizona, some residents of the north central part of the state were told to prepare to evacuate Tuesday because of rising water levels in rivers and basins. A New York City grand jury may indict former President Trump as early as Wednesday in a hush money case involving adult entertainer Stormy Daniels. Meantime, a judge decides not to delay the state fraud case against former president.
New York Supreme Court Justice Arthur Engoron said he didn't feel it necessary to move from the scheduled October 2nd trial date. It's on that day a jury will hear New York State Attorney General Letitia James' case against the former president, alleging he altered asset values to get better terms from insurers and banks. Defense attorney Christopher Kyes argued for more time to evaluate property and hear from experts. The Tuesday hearing was delayed for a time by a bomb threat. The danger was determined to be unfounded. In New York City, Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
And Japan beats the U.S. 3-2 Tuesday night to win the World Baseball Classic Championship, the first title for Japan since 2009. America's listening to Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
More witnesses are expected to testify Wednesday in a trial about a ski accident between Gwyneth Paltrow and a Utah man.
Gwyneth Paltrow is accused of seriously injuring a fellow skier in a hit-and-run accident on the slopes at Deer Valley Resort in Utah in 2016. Terry Sanderson, a retired optometrist, claims Paltrow crashed into him, knocking him down, causing a brain injury, 4 broken ribs, and other serious injuries. This is not the first time Sanderson took Paltrow to court. The first time he was seeking $3.1 million in damages, but the claim was dropped. He's now seeking $300,000 in a civil case. A Deer Valley instructor who was training Paltrow says he did not see the collision, but both he and Paltrow claim Sanderson caused the accident. Paltrow is countersuing for $1 in symbolic damages, along with legal fees. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Existing home prices fell in February for the first time in 11 years. The median price fell 0.2% from a year earlier to $363,000. A key lawmaker behind the controversial Florida law admits his role in defrauding the government.
A 35-year-old Republican who sponsored Florida's Don't Say Gay law entered guilty pleas Tuesday on charges of wire fraud, money laundering, and making false statements. Prosecutors say Joseph Harding made false statements to the Small Business Administration, obtaining $150,000 in COVID relief funds for one of his dormant businesses. Harding resigned from the Florida House in December after federal charges were filed. He faces up to 35 years in prison when he's sentenced this summer. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
And a UN report released Tuesday ahead of the world body's first major conference on water in more than 45 years shows dire conditions for some of the world's population. It says 26% don't have access to safe drinking water. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.